Resilience and getting back on your feet. Today I'm going to tell you a very, very special story.
Is it about Kathy?
Maybe. You have to listen to find out.
Papa, do you know why Kathy is my favorite? What is her surname?
It's McDonald.
Really? You mean McDonald like the McDonald's we eat?
Yes, Araya.
Oh, so is Kathy from the same family?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
Are you recording again?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are, Papa. You're recording on your watch. I can see the little light that comes on when you're recording. Why are you always recording these stories?
Okay, you caught me. I record these stories so when your little brother grows up, I don't have to tell him these stories. I can just press play and he can listen to the recorded story while I go and watch television.
No way! You cannot do that to Bhai Papa. He will never enjoy your stories. He will... if you play him a recording...
I was only joking, Araya. Of course I will tell him these stories myself. I'm recording so that I can remember the stories because I might forget them by the time he's old enough to hear them.
You have to tell him stories about cars, airplanes, bikes, trucks, and jet skis because that's what he loves. And then he will love your stories as much as I do.
Okay, now close your eyes and just listen.
My eyes are closed, even though I'm talking. I'm a serious student at school, you know? I listen.
Yes, but when you don't understand something, you have to ask for help.
I raise my hand and say, Miss Sabina, can you help me? But there is a hard thing like math. I'm very serious and listen extra carefully.
That's good. You have to be serious and focused. But I hope you enjoy it also. When you enjoy something, it can make it easier to learn.
Is that what today's story is about?
Today, I'm talking about something very important in life, resilience, which means being able to get back on your feet when something knocks you down.
You mean to never give up?
Yes, exactly. Life is full of hard moments, but we can learn to be resilient and not let those hard times stop us from following our dreams.
I was resilient today when I could not ride my bike. I did not give up.
Well done. But you are being determined. Being resilient is more about being able to put up with all the difficulties you face.
Actually, you know, Papa, in the end, I did give up. I had been trying the whole day. I couldn't keep my balance. But I know that tomorrow and another tomorrow, I'll keep trying and I won't quit.
Yes, that's exactly what you need to learn to ride your bike. If you are focused, determined and resilient, you will learn in no time.
Okay. It's okay to quit on the first day, right? But the next day and the next day, you cannot give up.
Well, I guess you could say that. Let me give you an example of resilience. The year before you were born, there were two massive earthquakes. Many people lost their lives, lost their family members, were injured. Many, many people's homes were destroyed. Roads and bridges were destroyed. There was no water or electricity in many places. And many people did not have food to eat.
That is so sad. What did they do?
Other people helped them a lot. People gave food, clothes, water, and even place to stay for them.
You also helped them?
Yes, we did. We gave a big sum of money to the government to fund to help them, and your uncles and I went to Sindhupal Chowk, the most affected place, to distribute food. We carried lots and lots of YY noodles, Rio juice and other snacks like cheese ball and crisps to distribute to them. We also helped rebuild schools and temporary houses for the people there.
I wish I could have helped too.
I can take you there one day and you'll see what it looks like to be resilient when you meet the people living there. People all over the world came to help them rebuild after the earthquakes. But when they left, the people living there had to use resilience to build their lives back. They did the hardest work of getting back on their feet. They rebuilt their homes, schools, and shops, and they started to make their own water supply. After just 1 year, the village was rebuilt and the village lives had resumed. And you know what?
What, Papa?
What the villagers rebuilt was even better than before.
Oh!
This was a great lesson to everyone. Nothing can make us so sad that we can't help ourselves. We roll up our sleeves and get on with it. That's why the Nepalese people are known as one of the most resilient peoples.
Wow, Papa, I'm so proud of that. I am a Nepali.